Many in the community suffering with epilepsy, and there is a support group for you, the Epilepsy Support Group of Newcastle, and they'll be highlighting all about that on Purple Day, which is Sunday, with an event at Waratah Village Shopping Centre, just outside Kmart from 9 o'clock. And to talk to us a little bit more about that from the Epilepsy Support Group of Newcastle is Peter Rumble. Good morning, Peter. Let's take it back a little bit by first talking about epilepsy. How many people are affected by it?
Worldwide, there's about 50 million people that suffer from epilepsy. It's a disease that's right across Australia and right across the world. But not a lot of people know about it, and not a lot of people communicate that they have epilepsy due to social stigmas and a misconception about it affecting people's intelligence.
What are some of those misconceptions there, Peter? What are some of the things that those suffering come up against?
People think that some form of mental retardation or a mental illness. In fact, an epilepsy is just an electrical disturbance of the brain, and people function quite normally with epilepsy. There's people that operate as radio announcers, Queen's Councils, solicitors, scientists, social commentators, and everyday mums and dads, sportsmen. People across Australia function every day with epilepsy. It's not something that needs to be hidden, and it's not something to be scared of if someone does have a seizure in front of you. It's quite easy to deal with, and those people recover quickly after a seizure and get on with life like everyone else does.
So while it might be a challenge for those suffering from it, you've just highlighted that you can sort of, you know, still do what you need to do to get on in life and become all sorts of things. What should the wider community know about epilepsy, particularly if we see somebody going through a fit there?
Anyone that's having an epileptic seizure should simply be placed on the ground in a lateral position, left or right side, doesn't matter, and protected from injuring themselves from things like tables, chairs, concrete, those sorts of areas. Now, if a seizure lasts more than about 2 to 3 minutes, then an ambulance should be called for those people. Most people recover quite quickly from an epileptic seizure. They have a small period of confusion after the seizure, and if they're left nice and quiet and just monitored in that period, they'll recover quite quickly and be able to continue on with what they were doing prior to the seizure.
Well, we do have Purple Day coming up on Sunday, Peter, and what do you think that we should be looking at? We've got the day, of course, at Waratah Village. How can we get involved if we want to learn a little bit more?
If people attend Waratah Village on Sunday the 26th, they can make some donations over there or buy some products in relation to Purple Day. But the main thing is that a lot of people that have epilepsy don't have a very good support mechanism. So the people over there on Sunday are either family, friends of people with epilepsy or individuals who have epilepsy themselves, and they're only quite willing to talk to those people to get them involved in the support group and answer some of the questions in regards to epilepsy to the general public about what it is, how it can be dealt with, and take some of those stigmas away from it.
So if you are suffering from epilepsy and if you've got some family and friends you'd like to know a little bit more about it, have a chat with yourself or some of the others from the support group there on Sunday, Peter.
Yep, and if you can't get over there on Sunday, there's a phone number, and I'll give you that phone number. It's 1300 37 45 37, and people can call that number if they can't get over there on Sunday, and there'll be a young lady on that phone to be able to help those people. Tell them when the next meeting is. The next meeting that we have is on the 2nd of June at the Walls End Diggers Club. It's a Friday from about 12 o'clock. And if people come out there, they can join in with those support group people and enjoy a meal and have a chat about epilepsy and how they can help each other.
Great. Thank you for your time this morning, Peter, and good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Peter Rumble from the Epilepsy Support Group of Newcastle, and the big day, Purple Day, you can get along to Waratah Village. Just outside Kmart, they'll be on Sunday from 9.